Hey there, everyone. It's Rajini Karona, and I want to continue to talk about topics that are in the book that I co-wrote last year called Act Now, A Simple Guide to Take Action on Your Greatest Goals and Dreams, because this is all about helping you go after your goals and dreams and live your life on purpose. Okay, I'm going to run the intro and I'll be right back. Hey friend, welcome to Activate Purpose, Living a Life on Purpose with me, your host, Rajini Karona. I'm a wife, a mom, a business coach, and an author, and I'm living my life on purpose. Join me each week as I talk about the journey of leaving a 9-to-5 job to fulfill my purpose in life and the marketplace. I'll share the ups and downs, the struggles and rewards, insights on social entrepreneurship, overcoming mindset obstacles, and what it takes to map out a plan for your own purpose-driven life and business so that you can help others, you can feel fulfilled, and you can make money in the process, and you get to live your best life ever. I want to help you multiply your impact and activate your purpose. So let's talk all things purpose. All right, in today's episode, we are going to talk about whether or not you believe in your own potential. That's right. A lot of us get stuck because we don't believe that we have what it takes to chase those dreams and goals that we have deep inside. Now, in the last episode, we talked about self-sabotage and the various ways to determine or see if you are sabotaging your self, sabotaging your success and your ability to go after your goals and dreams. And today we're going to talk about, do you even believe in yourself enough to think that you can do whatever it is you're interested in doing? I know that I used to be in this position where I would think about doing something, and then for a moment I would think, well, I don't know how to do that, or I'm not sure that I can do that. But I was fortunate enough to be raised by parents and people around me who constantly told me I could do whatever I wanted to do. So I believe that. I honestly believe that I could do whatever I chose to do in this life. It might be difficult. I might have some challenges along the way, but if I set my mind to it and I set out to do it, I could actually do it. Now, that's not to say that I haven't had doubts about things that I've done, or that I don't get a little worried, like, oh my gosh, how is this going to execute? Am I going to fail? Is it going to look bad? That's different. What I want to talk about today is recognizing your own potential and value. We all have value. We're all valuable, but we all don't believe that we're valuable. And one of the first things that you need to do in order to have success in going after your goals and dreams is to believe that you can go after those things. I work with a lot of clients that just don't believe that they can do it. And we spend the first few coaching sessions not focused on their businesses, not focused on an action plan, but really focused on mindset and getting them to really have a growth mindset and to understand that it all starts with believing in yourself and believing that you can do whatever it is you're going to set out to do. So the first thing that I try to encourage my clients to do is to self-reflect. Sit down and just write out, what are all of the things that you're good at? What are the things that you do well? Doesn't matter how small it is, how insignificant you think that it is. Write it down. List it out. You are good at something. Everybody's good at something. Now, it may be that you're not really good at the thing that you're interested in doing. That's a possibility. That's a different discussion, though. So let's first take an inventory of what you know how to do and what you're good at. And, you know, some of those things that you're good at, you may not even think about being good at them. But they tend to be the things that other people tell us, oh my gosh, you do that so well. And we take those things for granted. We think, of course, everybody knows how to do that. That's not a big deal. When in actuality, not everyone knows how to do that. And not everyone knows how to do that with ease and with grace. But you know how. So I want you to list out those things. And if you're having some trouble figuring it out on your own, ask people that are close to you. What do you think that I'm really good at? What would you come to me for when you are really looking for an answer in something and you're unsure, but you know, oh my gosh, I can go ask this person. Find out what that is and write it down. Because I'm going to tell you that a lot of times this is key to your potential and your ability to chase your goals and your dreams, live in your purpose. A lot of times it has to do with those things that we take for granted, that we don't think about very much. So making a list of all of the things that you know you're good at and that you can do very easily and generally do well. In the self-reflection, I also want you to list out those things that you want to do, but you're not sure if you're really, really good at them. Go ahead and list those out because you're going to need to deal with those at some point a little bit down the road. So listing it out is important up front. The next thing that I'm going to encourage you to do is actually prove to yourself the potential that you have. In order to do that, that means you've got to set some goals, take some action, and then once you do that and you see the results, you'll be able to determine that you're actually good at some things. Once you're able to prove that this is something that you can actually do and you see results, that will help to build your confidence because you see it's something that you can actually do. Proving that you can actually do what you want to do, proving that you have the necessary potential is very important in increasing your self-confidence and helping you to actually believe in your abilities. Now, the next thing that I want you to think about is your core values. Now, I believe that it is vitally important for you to understand who you are and what you value in life in order to really begin to be more self-aware, to be more self-actualized, and to believe in yourself. So understanding who you are as a person is very, very important. And that includes identifying your core values, looking at beliefs that you have held your entire life, or at least most of your life, and looking at the limiting beliefs that you have. I mentioned earlier that I was surrounded by people who told me that I could do anything that I wanted to do. That was a belief system that was developed and instilled in me from a very early age. What does your belief system look like? And what beliefs have you been carrying around that are getting in the way of you being able to go after your goals and dreams? Doing that self-awareness work, evaluating who you are, what's important to you, that's very critical work, and I teach a whole class around that, but I'm not going to go into that in this episode. I do have some earlier episodes from a couple of years ago that talk about those things. You can go back and listen to them. But let's just say that defining who you are involves defining your core values. And once you define what is most important to you, then you use those values as a filter system to help you determine what you should be focused on in life, what it is that's important to you in life, Why do you want to do the things that you do? They're all going to be connected back to your core values. So spending time looking at your core values is a key component of living your life on purpose, being unapologetic about who you are, and then ultimately getting to that point of believing in who you are. Now, while you're doing this evaluation of your core values, you have some very important questions about your life that you need to ask. And you have to think about your family, your relationships, your life's dreams and goals, your desires. What do you desire to do in this lifetime? Your natural behaviors and attitudes. These are all important to defining your core values. Once you've defined your core values, put them somewhere where you can look at them repeatedly so that you can be reminded of what they are. And I usually suggest that you identify 5 core values. And I also recommend to my clients that they do a secondary list of supporting values. And core values are things like faith, loyalty, integrity. Those are values. So defining what are the most important values to you will help to shape how you make decisions going forward. When I go and I do classes with young adults through my nonprofit, one of the things that I talk about is understanding how to make decisions quickly. We spend way too much time trying to decide whether to do something or not do it. Is it the right thing? Is it not the right thing? If you know your core values, you can make the decision pretty quickly, because whatever it is, if it lines up with your core values, then it's going to feel good for you to do it, and therefore you will likely choose to do it. If it doesn't line up with your core values, then you don't need to spend your time doing it. Because first and foremost, you're going to feel out of alignment. You're going to feel incongruent. You're going to feel like, man, I said that I would do that, but it doesn't feel right. Why did I say I would do that? Have you ever made a decision to do something or said, yes, you know, you were volunteered or you volunteered to do something, and then later you sat and thought about it and you thought, why did I choose to do that? Why am I doing that? I should have said no. Well, that's because you're feeling regret, and you're feeling regret because it's not in alignment with your core values. And if you haven't done the work to intentionally lay out your core values, then you may not know exactly what your core values are by name, but you know inside what feels right, and what feels right is connected to a value. You're going to go and do the work to figure out what your core values are. And then once you've done that, you're going to put them somewhere where you can see them constantly. You can, maybe it's on your phone, maybe it's on the bathroom mirror, maybe it's at your desk if you're in an office, wherever it is, put it somewhere where you can see it and you can remind yourself of the list. And then you can begin to memorize them and easily recall them. Because once you have them in memory and you can easily recall them, then it makes the decision-making process in your life so much easier. So before we go any further, I want to have a quick conversation about self-worth and how it's not dependent on things that are external to us. And what I mean by that is oftentimes we get caught up thinking that our self-worth is defined by the jobs that we have, the amount of money that we have, our looks, our intelligence, all of those things that society will sometimes look at and judge us on. If you're connecting your self-worth to those things, you can very easily be discouraged, because a lot of times you may not be in a place where you have those things yet. And if you're attaching your self-worth to those things, then you're going to have a very low opinion of yourself in terms of your value and your worth. But your worth, your value, your identity is not dependent on the rocks that you got, right? It's not dependent on Jennifer Lopez says, I'm still Jenny from the block. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. Well, your self-worth should not be dependent on the rocks that you got or you don't got. What we have should not be what defines us. What defines us is who we are inside, how we think, how we present ourselves, our core values, our beliefs, how we show up in the world. That's our identity, and that's what our worth should be developed on top of. So I don't want you to feel like if you aren't in a certain place in life or you don't have certain things in life yet, that you somehow are not valuable. Society has kind of made us look at things and equate things and even intelligence to our self-worth. And that is the craziest thing ever. Don't buy into that. Okay, I'm going to tell you a few ways to tap into your self-worth. The first one is knowing and understanding yourself. We've talked about that, really understanding what makes you tick, what you like, what you don't like, what your values are, what your beliefs are, looking at where maybe you need to improve. Maybe you need to become more self-disciplined. In order to achieve goals, we've got to have discipline in our lives. And if you're not very disciplined or you're not very structured, then you may feel like you're spinning your wheels and you can't get the things that you want to do accomplished. I understand that. I've experienced that in life. I still sometimes experience that. So understanding that that is a part of how I am, then helps me to understand what do I need to do to resolve for that. The next thing is accepting yourself as you are. You know, in this social media time, we're always looking at other people and what they're doing and what they've got, you know, and then we're hoping or wishing that we could be like them. And I'm going to tell you, learn to accept yourself and love yourself as you are, because you're beautiful as you are. You're amazing as you are. You are everything that you need to be already inside. Some of that needs to come out. Some of that needs to be nurtured more so that it can grow and you can live in it comfortably and authentically. But you are just enough as you are. You don't need to be more. Now, in order to accomplish your goals and dreams, there may be things that you need to learn. There may be things that you need to improve upon. But you as a person, you're enough. Value yourself as you are. Accept yourself as you are. Don't try to be like someone else. You are uniquely made to be you. Now, you can model after someone else. You see someone else that you appreciate, you like what they're doing. Maybe they're in the same industry that you're in. They're doing what you want to ultimately do. You can look at them and you can model them, but don't try to replicate them. Because if you try to replicate them, you're just going to end up being a cheap copy. And what's going to happen is it's going to make you feel even less valuable. And we don't want that. So accept yourself as you are, good, bad, imperfect, flawed. That's how we are as human beings. We're, you know, we come with it all. We're very imperfect, and we have to learn to accept ourselves as we are. It's also important that you learn to love yourself unconditionally. If You can't love yourself unconditionally. No one else can love you unconditionally. So it starts with self. Learn to love yourself unconditionally because you deserve it. You're important. And God wants you to love yourself. He loves you. He made you just as you are. And loving yourself is an important part of that equation. So begin to look at yourself as the person that you were made to be. Stop trying to change everything to be someone else and unconditionally love the person that you are already. I also want to say that until you can love yourself unconditionally, it's very difficult for you to love someone else unconditionally. So learning to love ourselves first allows us to then truly learn how to love someone else. So loving yourself is very important, and you must learn to love yourself. And I have a few tips just to help you maintain self-worth as you start to recognize your own value, love yourself for who you are. So a few things that you can do to just continue along that path. One is gratitude. Appreciate everything, even the things that are tough, things that are challenging circumstances, because there are things that you are meant to learn. I know that sounds like a cliche, but when you look back at those things, they really do strengthen you. You learn from them and you become a better human for them. If you can learn how to have gratitude on a daily basis, then you focus on what you're grateful for, and it takes your mind off of what we complain about or what we don't have. And so having gratitude and being appreciative for everything is a great way to learn how to have greater self-value and maintain greater self-value. Because when you can be grateful and appreciative for what you have, you tend to focus more on what you have and not scarcity. You learn to lead with an abundant mindset versus a scarcity mindset. The next thing is learning to say no to negativity. You know, there's so many things that will bring negativity into our lives. Something as simple as watching the news, looking at social media, scrolling through your feed, you see all kinds of things, some of which trigger negative thoughts. There are people that we have in our lives that are negative. Now, you may not be able to remove the people, but if you can, consider it. Because if they are toxic and negative and they are feeding you negative thoughts about yourself, then that's abusive and it's not good. It's not healthy for you. We don't need toxic relationships in our lives. That's not going to help us value ourselves more. So say no to negativity. The next thing is be confident in your identity. Just learn to be confident in who you are. And as I mentioned before, really assessing who you are involves looking at your values, looking at your beliefs, reframing your beliefs, looking at your patterns, and looking at how you can create pattern interrupts and breaking those patterns or bad habits so that you can replace them with good habits. Those are the things that you want to look at to create a more confident identity, recognizing truly who you are. And then do your best at everything, but give yourself grace. If you know at the end of the day that you did your best in whatever the given circumstances are, then that's a beautiful thing. And give yourself grace, reminding yourself that you did your best. You couldn't do any more than that. Now, if you didn't do your best, if you slacked off, if you decided to do something else, I would still recommend that you don't beat yourself up. Look at, let's say you're a procrastinator And there are days where I am supposed to get several things done, and by the end of the day, I feel like I haven't accomplished much. I feel that I procrastinated. So take a look at why you're procrastinating. There's usually underlying reasons for that. Again, we talked about procrastination in the self-sabotage episode. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it and listen to the discussion about procrastination. But looking at why you're procrastinating versus beating yourself up is a better plan of action, because if you can understand why, you do that assessment, you identify the gaps, and then you come up with a plan for how you can try to address it rather than just beating yourself up and saying, you know, you didn't get this done today, you didn't get that done today, and then feeling horrible at the end of the day. That doesn't feel good, and it's not healthy for us to really beat ourselves up internally for what we weren't able to accomplish. Again, it's so important that you learn to love and value yourself. And it's such a key component of being able to live a thriving and purposeful life, being able to live in your truth and who you are, so that you can get up every day and feel good about who you are and love yourself and value yourself. All right, take care. I'll catch you in the next episode.